visit and went to the bridge and went to the next child. I'll say the following. Going back 33 years ago, approximately, Rav Shech, the Shlita, and I were fairly new parents, and we shared the same pediatrician. His name was Dr. Donald Gribbets, who had a practice in Mount Sinai Hospital. And we would just go together, you know, friendly, you know, just come together with the kids. They would sit with the doctor, we were schmooze, you know, the with the Rebbetzins, it was a hope, an outing. They didn't have a car, we had a car. Outings, we'd go to Dr. Gribbets. He sent to us one day, called up two of us aside, and said, we have such problems. I knew this Tay-Sachs baby was dying on me from Williamsburg. If you remember, that was when Tay-Sachs was, you know, just happening, and there was nothing to do about it, before X, Rabbi X. Before Dor Yashar. So, Rabbi Shechter said, and I said to him, is there a way to get it? Amulets and teasers, they could tell, 3 months. Can you get it to less than 40 days? So Shechter was saying, not to be matter of abortion, stam less than 40 chas v'shalom, but Tay-Sachs. Rav Waldman was matter Tay-Sachs until 7 months, so today's 5 months. But you want to, we're afraid, you know, Rabbi Shechter now is a god, he's always an Adam Gadol, but then he was 33 years young, but a little arithmetic, he was too young to start making tzokim that was, you know, he was afraid to take it on his own shoulders. But until 40 days, he's willing to take it on his own shoulders. Tay-Sachs less than 40 days, if we can't do it, year too late in the week. I found a way. CVS. Chorionic villi sampling. They can test it just about 40 days. And I don't have time to go into it. It's 40 days plus Rikum Evarim. You don't have Rikum Evarim. Not with sonograms that we have now. I can even tell exactly if it's Rikum Evarim. So good. I was even younger. I was very, very young. But it's okay. I'll be the only one problem. They stopped doing CVS at an early stage because it's so minute that he made one mistake of a mini. They lopped off a digit, they lopped off a forearm, one of those. In Philadelphia, they're still doing it early. I think in Children's Hospital. That's the oldest place in the country. These are very serious stories. Abortion is a very serious problem. Even if it's not an easy to receive a problem, like we suggested before, it's Chavala. But Chavala, to wipe out a viable life? And then you start getting, well, you know, the Tay-Sachs is one thing. Never the baby's going to die for sure in short order. What will happen if it's even though it's after Tay-Sachs, because it's a Tzicha, what if it's a baby who cannot survive at all? Tay-Sachs can go on for years. Cannot survive a month. Impossible. And I thought for sure it should be okay. Not a Bar Kayama. That's what I thought. Maybe it's about the same thing that he just came in with. Go ahead and take it. So, Rabotai, we have covered a very important topic. It's a very emotional topic. It's one of the most argued about topics in the United States of America, even in the Torah world. Just, you know, election year, right? The conservatives are against McCain because he's not strong enough on abortion. You know, a little bit, you know. Yeah, what's the question? It's an interesting question.
It could involve, say, a Jew. I've heard situations where, let's say, God forbid, a Jewish guy can get it with a non-Jewish girl, the girl gets pregnant, the guy wants to be a Jew, the issue with the family of the girl and the pregnant baby.
All right. The big question is, what does it depend upon? The practitioner or the patient? So there are those who say, if you have to have an abortion, make sure you use a Jewish doctor, not a Goyish doctor.
Wow.
It's opposite of the Shabbos, right?
Wow.
Look at Nishmas Avraham. I think you'll find it there. I both say, you want to say something?
I mean, it's sort of like a strange story a little bit. The Rambam really doesn't pass in.
Hold on, the decision's made? Can't get it. Does the answer? Oh. go quick, let me know. I'm ending in a minute anyway, we're supposed to end. Oh, he said 2:40 is his cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, the clock is slow. We have to stop, I think. Well, yeah, let's just finish the question, and then I'll go with you.
Okay,
we'll talk about it some other time. Okay.